You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. With me, Shay Dixon. Little bit of a hiatus around some vacations, but we are back rolling with you guys with the conclusion of spring ball behind us, official visits just ahead, the dead period ending. But we're going to kind of pause ahead of all of that happening because basketball has taken center stage with LSU landing the five-star big man it most desperately needed, Efton Reed out of IMG Academy in Florida, a Richmond native, committed after a long wait to LSU on Sunday. He was originally supposed to announce on Friday, his second decision date that he had announced that he was going to have. And LSU signed him as well on Sunday. So he is in the boat, the number 24 overall prospect in the country, number three center in the nation. A 6'11", 230, 240-pound prospect is coming to LSU, and he's exactly what the Tigers needed to add to the roster. As Will Wade has completed or is close to completing an impressive turnaround with the roster. And for LSU, after missing on Infante Dante, a five-star big man a couple years ago, Musa Cisse last year, this has been what LSU's needed ever since Naz Reid and Cavell Bigby-Williams were patrolling the middle for Will Wade. And so for Efton Reed to commit, took a group effort, but Kevin Nickelberry, LSU's now second-year assistant, really took center stage on this one, had the relationships from back in his time in the DMV, Virginia area with his mom, did a great job recruiting him. Bill Armstrong also has some relationships on the post-grad IMG Academy team, which, by the way, features Brandon Murray, one of LSU's signees in the 2021 class, and now a top 100 prospect on the 24/7 Sports Composite. So overall, a huge land for LSU in Efton Reed. And Shay Dixon joining me now. This moved LSU all the way up into the top 10, Shay. This class, along with the transfers, is really impressive for Will Wade and LSU.
Yeah, they made a huge leap. So they go all the way up to number seven on the 24/7 Sports team rankings. That puts them one spot ahead of Alabama. Alabama has three commits, LSU has four, but both of them come away with a five-star and a couple of four-stars. And given that Nate Oates and them have proven to be sort of rising in the SEC and been one of the cream of the crop teams across the past year, that's the group you want to be in. And Billy, the only SEC team ahead of them is Tennessee, who's sitting up with the number two class. But you've got Gonzaga, Kansas, Michigan, Tennessee, Florida State, Duke. Obviously, the group you want to be in. Efton Reed was a big one. And when you look at the rankings, they only count, we're counting, right, the four guys that they signed, and not counting the four guys who are also transfers. So when you look at Adam Miller out of Illinois, Tari Eason out of Cincinnati, Xavier Pinson out of Missouri, Seneca Knight out of San Jose State, you coupled them with the four guys they signed. This is a complete roster overhaul. So we'll talk a bit about that. I'll hit you with some questions kind of in lightning round form here. But let's start with this. May 30th is the final day that the NBA is going to allow guys, whether international or here in the States, to kind of for sure decide if you're in or out on the NBA draft. We know that Wadford Smart and Cam Thomas are in, but Days has not hired an agent. So he's got, what, Billy, 3 weeks, let's call it. You may not be able to give us anything new, but at least update us on where things stand with the one guy who might come back to this completely revamped team.
Darius Days is still doing workouts in Florida. Actually, Will Wade was talking on our friend Jordy Clotta's show this week and was kind of just sharing a little bit of information on where Darius is and what he's doing. He's working out, going through the NBA draft process. Some of the other Tigers are actually getting ready to ramp up their workouts really get to meeting with teams and things like that. And Darius Days is doing the same. And so he's still weighing his options. So nothing really new from what we've posted in the past. I know there'd been some rumors that, you know, he was confirmed to come back by Will Wade at a booster club meeting. You know, we'll see about that. We never really can tell sometimes with these guys making these decisions, especially someone who's getting, you know, older and could go make money at least overseas and do all that. Because right now LSU is at 13 scholarships. Will Wade said that they could make some room for a 3-4-4-3 type of player, which, you know, Days has played the three a little bit, but let's be real, he's more of a four in LSU system, would step in and certainly be able to provide a ton of leadership as a senior. And if he could be consistent, that would be huge for this team. But, you know, I think right now it's just kind of a wait and see game. We've heard some positive buzz, of course, that's been out there on Darius Days and the potential that he returns. But right now he's just going through that process and LSU's in contact with him just about every day or so. And that's all you can ask for. And with the roster, with where it's at, you know, they're certainly not sweating his decision, but they would love for him to come back.
Yeah, it would certainly be a veteran piece. But at the same time, someone who knows LSU's program, they do have some vets on this team in large part because of transfers. So we've talked about how Wade's done such a good job retooling the roster. And we'll go in two parts here. So part one would be the immediate starters or the no-brainers or what could a lineup look like. And part two, obviously, would be the depth he's built. Let's start with the first one. I'm telling you that both your starting guards are gone in Cam Thomas and Javonte. You're obviously Trenton Wadford's gone, so one of your forwards. We've gone over Darius Days now, one of your other starters at forward. And then they mixed it all in. We saw some LeBlanc starting. Andre Hyatt, who's now transferred out, was starting at a point. Mawani Wilkinson was getting some starts. A bit of a rotating door there. But now that you signed Efton Reed and a handful of these transfers, you imagine one of those spots is going to them. So I'll offer you up these guys. Adam Miller at Illinois was a starter last year. Tari Eason at Cincinnati turned into a starter and was playing a ton and looked like one of their bright spots for the future. Xavier Pinson was a starter at Missouri. You've got Seneca Knight coming in from San Jose State, where he was a starter. And I'll toss you in Brandon Murray, who's jumped into the top 100. You love him as a guard, an IMG Academy kid, Efton Reed's roommate. And then Reed, a five-star, obviously their biggest, highest-ranked signee. That's six guys right there. You can only play five. You're presuming that at least maybe one guy is coming back, a guy like Days could start. Who in that group is the no doubt? Like, who would you put all the money in the world on their starting day one?
I think right now with where the guards stand, I think you look at Xavier Pinson and Adam Miller to start. That's your two. That's your one and your two. Those two seem like the no-brainers, especially as Eric Gaines continues to come along and develop and get bigger in the weight room and do all of that. But they're high on Eric Gaines, so that's worth noting there. And then in the front court, Efton Reed is a no-brainer starter for me. If Darius Days comes back, he'll start alongside of him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I do look at probably Tari Eason to get the start next to Efton Reed. I think you would want to pair Efton Reed, you know, 6'11", 230, 240 pound, you know, big man, true five, with somebody like Tari Eason, who is a rebounding machine at Cincinnati as a true freshman, really has a bright future. Over maybe starting him next to another true freshman in Jarrell Colbert, who's one of the best rebounders and shot blockers in high school basketball over the past couple of years, really, and is a 6'10 guy. So I think Jarrell Colbert would come in behind Efton Reed. And then the three spot is your interesting spot. You know, I think you could see Seneca Knight. I think you could see Brandon Murray. I think you could see Josh LeBlanc, Alex Fudge, any of those guys, Mawani Wilkinson as well. That's going to be the interesting spot for me in all likelihood as they, you know, kind of navigate building this starting lineup. But, you know, Wade has been pretty consistent in terms of one thing, having two ball handlers at least on the court for LSU. And that's why I think Xavier Pinson, Adam Miller, and then in the front court, Efton Reed are your surefire starters, I would say.
Well, the fact that we are even debating it lets you know that they've got depth. I mentioned that. And you go into that group, you've got Sharif O'Neal, you've got Josh LeBlanc, you've got, as you mentioned, Eric Gaines, Jalen Cook's transferring out, but Gaines comes back at the guard spot, gives him more time to develop his overall game, like you said, by bringing in Adam Miller and Xavier Pinson, two proven guards who have already got starter minutes under their belt. And you can go keep going deeper. Gerald Colbert, you know, one of their top 100 signees, is going to be playing down low at the center spot. We know that Knight's going to be involved to some capacity coming out of San Jose State. What is that, 8, 9? What is I know most teams help, or at least defensively help, from a few guys off the bench. That's good enough. Where does this compare to the teams you've covered here? You've been here the whole Wade era. Because the immediate reaction from everyone is, this looks like his, not just his most talented, maybe his most talented, certainly, but the deepest team that he's had.
I would say it's probably the deepest team on paper that they've had. I mean, the one that won the SEC title is obviously going to get a lot of praise, but that one, I mean, they relied on their big guns, you know, to win that one without a doubt. And I think with this team, you look at the depth, and when I look at especially kind of that 3-4 spot, it once again, it comes up: Josh LeBlanc, Alex Fudge, Sharif O'Neal, if healthy. Alex Fudge, if healthy, for that matter, he's had some injuries that he's dealt with that's kind of hindered him putting on the weight he needs to. Mawani Wilkinson started some games last year for LSU. Tari Eason has, you know, started some for Cincinnati and has a bright future. That's where the depth really stands out to me. You know, the backcourt, and it kind of works out in a way because Jalen Cook transferred out. I just think he's in a better situation long-term for him at Tulane, but you get four guys, let's call it, because I do think Seneca Knight might be more in that 2-3 spot, but four guys, you probably feel comfortable in that 1-2 spot, and it makes the minutes a little bit easier to share. One thing they haven't been able to do in a way is figure out the 3-4 spot in this team. And if you remember way back, for those who really followed LSU under Will Wade, they went out and they got Marlon Taylor because of that three spot being such an issue. They went out and got Mawani Wilkinson, and Charles Manning was the one they got eventually. You know, that was a spot that they really struggled because in the SEC, you've got these long athletic dudes that can go out there and play that position and guard and maybe play on the perimeter and shoot the basketball and do all those things. They've got some depth for that spot now, and that's where it stands out to me, especially now that Efton Reed's there. If you don't have Efton Reed, if they miss on him, that changes the game, because then you're looking at Tari Eason, Jarrell Colbert, Bradley Azawiro, and a Sharif O'Neal, Josh LeBlanc, Alex Fudge kind of combo thing where they've got the potential to get beat up inside, like we kind of saw, you know, at times with Emmett Williams and Darius Days being the guys when Trenton Watford was a freshman. So this team has the depth that I like in the front court. And it also has, especially if Adam Miller continues to develop and be the guy that a lot of people think he's going to be, they'll have the backcourt to make those runs potentially in, you know, a March Madness that we haven't seen LSU do in a way. So that's what stands out to me the most is the roster. And we thought last year's was kind of put together well. It didn't end up working out, injuries and this and that, and, you know, guys transferring and what have you. I think this roster is put together really well. And it does, at least on paper, and Will Wade kind of mentioned this, he's like, I'm sick of talking about it. We've got to do it. But at least on paper, it does seem like it's also improved defensively as well.
You know, I think one person I'm excited to see is Alex Fudge. I think he kind of gets forgotten about because he early enrolled, which is, you know, so much has been a football thing forever, but we don't talk about him here down the stretch, but he's already been on the team and been able to work out. And I think working out with Greg Golden, you know, the strength coach, has probably been huge for his offseason development. But a guy like that who's got size, length, as you talked about, but also has some shooting to his game that can keep people honest. He can play in transition. I think he's going to be a good one, whether it's off the bench or finding a bigger role. I'm excited for this team. And look, I was glancing over this. Alex Fudge actually was the 20th highest ranked recruit that LSU has signed in program history. But the recent commitment from Efton Reed, he was the number 24 ranked prospect, puts him at number 11 on that list, just above your boy, Cam Thomas, who was the number 25 overall player in his class. So an elite group up there when you get close to the top 10 with obviously Ben Simmons sitting at number one.
Yeah, they've brought in elite talent under Will Wade. They've won an SEC title. They've been able to win the most games, I believe, over the last 3 years out of the SEC teams. So things are continuing to look up. And I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, and I think somebody asked about it in a chat as well. Do I see LSU as a top three, top four team? And, you know, when you add Efton Reed and Adam Miller, yeah, I do. I mean, I think with what they had added before that, they were going to have a chance to be there. But this is a team that's now in a legit spot to contend for the SEC title, which in reality, Will Wade has done every year since that NIT year. And then he brought in, you know, the big guns, and they really made a run, you know, and won the SEC. And so that's the expectation here at LSU under Will Wade, is to win the SEC. And this is the year, I think, that they've got a legit shot to get back to it. And it's because of what they accomplished in the transfer portal and recruiting out of high school as well, with Efton Reed being that cherry on top of a big man that they just hadn't gotten the last 2 years. So, you know, this is it's going to be exciting. I can't wait to start, you know, digging around and looking for tidbits for our VIP subscribers on Go 24/7 out of summer workouts and then getting ready for this season. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you haven't been on Go 24/7 lately, definitely check it out. Check out our dollar for your first month to try it out and see what you're missing. Official visits are heating up for football here. They're getting set. You know, it just seems like every couple of days we're hearing of a new official visitor getting one locked in. So be sure to be in tune with that. We'll have plenty more to set the table for a busy month of June and summer overall for Ed Ogeron and the Tigers. But for now, for Shea Dixon, I'm Billy Umbody. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. We will catch you guys next time. Feel free to give us a follow wherever you listen to your podcast and leave us a rating and leave us a review. Hope everybody has a great rest of the week and have a good one.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.